Welcome to the Extra Inning Show, presented by Graybar. Graybar, powering progress in our community on KMOX.
A full house at Busch Stadium, ready to explode. If Helsley can retire, Andujar right here, a swing and the ball's popped up down the right field line. A long, long run for Carlson, for Goldschmidt, over by the tarp. He reaches. Goldschmidt made the catch. Sensational play for a Redbird winner. Goldschmidt didn't give up on it. Caught the ball, went over the tarp, into the screen, and light up the night as the Cardinals celebrate their 91st win. That's a save for Helsley and a 2-1 victory for the Cardinals over Pittsburgh.
It was quite the play for this game to finish off tonight as the Cardinals come away with the victory over the Pirates. Final score 2-1. With that, we do welcome you in to the Extra Inning Show. A fun edition. They're always fun, but really enjoyed being able to hear from Ozzie Smith tonight during Friday Night Live by Lowe's, the final regular season edition. And we're now less than a week from the postseason getting underway. It's going to be next Friday when the Cardinals are going to open up the postseason in all likelihood against either the Phillies or the Brewers. There's still a possibility the Padres could drop into that spot as well, but in all likelihood, it'll be either the Phillies or the Brewers who are coming into St. Louis for a best of three series. But still, a whole lot of baseball left to be played before we get to that point. And it was a really fun night at the ballpark. Albert Pujols being honored prior to the game for home run number 700. And then he moves past number 700 very quickly as he hits 701. And it's again, we've talked about it all year long. It is once again an instance of a home run being very impactful. He hits that home run in the fourth inning, and what does it do? It ties the game up, and so many of his home runs this year have either tied a game up or broken a tie. It's been incredible how clutch he has been in going deep. So he hits the 701st home run of his career in front of a sellout crowd, just a fantastic crowd tonight, better than 47,000 people in attendance. There's a buzz. It just feels a little bit different. And we've been talking about the playoff atmosphere of the last few weeks here at Busch Stadium. But tonight, it took it one more step as it really feels like something special is going on. And obviously, this is a weekend where they are honoring both Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina, their final regular season weekend. I've said this a few times. This is the final opportunity to honor those two as individuals, because once the playoffs start, no longer does anything from an individual standpoint really matter. It's 100% about the team goals, and being able to go on a deep playoff run. And that's what they will be trying to do starting next Friday. Good pitching performance from Jack Flaherty. The line looks good. Six innings, one run on four hits, six strikeouts, two walks. There were times where you're watching him and maybe you felt like he wasn't as dominant as his last time out when he had the nine strikeouts in six innings. But you can't take anything away from what he did tonight. I don't know what it does in terms of his positioning for a spot in the postseason rotation, whether that's the three-man wild card rotation or a fourth man once they get to the point in the postseason where they need a fourth starter. It's really hard for me to assess where it's at right now. Like, if he goes out and has another nine strikeout performance in six innings, then I think we're sitting here talking about how hard it would be to leave him out of a playoff rotation just based off the trajectory that he is on right now. I'm not trying to take anything away from what he did tonight. He was perfectly fine. I didn't feel like it was that dominant performance, especially from a strikeout perspective. And why I keep talking about the strikeouts, because you say, okay, he gave up one run in six innings. Isn't that all that matters? That's the thing that matters the most. But I think when you're evaluating someone for the postseason, you want to see those strikeout numbers, because you win games in the postseason with strikeout pitchers. That's something that you really need. You need pitchers who can miss bats. And again, I mean, the strikeout totals are fine. He got one strikeout per inning on average, six innings, six strikeouts. I don't know where the Cardinals go. I think you can make the argument. To me, Jose Quintana and Miles Mikolas are clear members of the playoff rotation, the wild card rotation. And beyond that, I think you can make really solid arguments for the other three guys, for Flaherty, for Wainwright, and for Montgomery. There's a real, I think it's just easy to go make the arguments for each one, and we'll just see how these next few days end up playing out before all is said and done. Takeaways from today's game, sponsored by Geico. Switch to Geico today to see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save. We will take a break. When we come back, we will hear the postgame comments from Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. As we continue on with the Extra Inning Show, the Cardinals knock off the Pirates by a 2-1 score. This is the Extra Inning Show on KMOX.
Now, back to the Extra Inning Show, presented by Graybar. Graybar, powering the new era on KMOX.
The Cardinals are trying to figure out a way to get the line moving here against Oviedo, who's been good. Had some traffic, but he's been good. The 1-2 pitch to Albert is hit high and deep down the left field line. That ball is gone into Big Mac land. Big fly Albert, number 701. And he has tied it here in the fourth inning.
The Extra Inning Show does continue on KMOX after the Cardinals come away with a win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Final score, 2-1. Let's go around the league and tell you what the playoff races look right now. So first off, games impacting the playoff race across Major League Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers, they get a very important win tonight. They knock off the Miami Marlins 1-0. This was a fantastic pitching matchup as Corbin Burnes, the reigning Cy Young Award winner, was matched up against Sandy Alcantara, a guy that many consider the favorite to win this year's Cy Young Award, and both pitchers were fantastic. Alcantara pitched a complete game, 8 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 8 strikeouts, no walks. He ends up taking the loss, while Corbin Burnes went 8 shutout innings, giving up just 4 hits, 7 strikeouts, no walks. And then St. Louis native Devin Williams came in and finished that one off. So the Brewers get a win. That was almost a must win for them, as earlier in the day, the Washington Nationals got beat by the Philadelphia Phillies. So the Phillies get that win. That was scheduled to be a doubleheader. They could not get the second game in. Bad weather in our nation's capital. They'll try to play a doubleheader tomorrow. No guarantee they get that in. So weather is starting to wreak some havoc right now. We know what's going on across the country, especially on the eastern seaboard. That's where that's at. And they'll try to play 2 games tomorrow. Rain is expected. Also, Braves and Mets are playing a weekend series. Braves get a 5-2 win. And with that, they have pulled even for first place in the National League East. As far as that wild card race goes, though, for the final playoff spot right now in the National League, the Phillies have a half-game lead on the Brewers. The Phillies also have the tiebreaker, so essentially you can look at that as a 1.5-game lead. The Brewers have to finish better than the Phillies at the end of the year if they want to get into the postseason, but obviously that is still very much a race going down the stretch of the season. A trip around the league, it is sponsored by AAA Travel. Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol spoke with the media a little while ago. It was a really cool night when it comes to Albert Pujols. Prior to the game, he is honored for home run number 700. During that ceremony, he was really trying to hold back tears. And then what do you know? He hits a home run in the fourth inning. That ends up tying the game at 1 run apiece. So he gets a home run number 701 in his career. And manager Oliver Marmol, speaking with the media a little while ago, just discussed really everything that happened tonight when it came to Pujols.
No, that was fun. Packed house. They're here for a reason. And he does what he does. Really good swing there. Nice homer. And again, a meaningful one. We talked about it the whole time as far as his homers have come in really good spots. But that was fun to watch, especially in front of this crowd tonight.
Second consecutive quality start for Jack Flaherty. It seemed like he went away from the slider usage for a portion of the game. Did you see any of that?
Yeah. Curveball usage was 36%, usually 13%, but he was getting 50% whiff rate. So he was landing it and getting swing and miss. So he stuck with that. The slider had 63% whiff rate. So both of them were working, but the curveball, he was landing it and he stuck with it.
Last
what you were just touching on. You're 16-1 when Albert hits a home run. I mean, does that just show the effect that he could have on the team?
Then I like when he hits home runs. Yeah, absolutely. We all feed off of it. It's big swings and big moments, and that's the whole. I mean, conversation is like, it's not just a homer here and there when you're down six or up eight. He's tying up ball games and putting you ahead. So, yeah.
Are you more impressed by Flaherty getting around swings and misses or getting out of a couple jams?
Both. You kind of go into this game. Obviously, you want him to just cruise through, but you're hoping for some traffic and see how he works out of it and his overall demeanor and poise and that bases loaded, no out, being able to get out of that. He got out of a couple jams today, so you're wanting to see it, to see how he navigates it, and he did well.
At that point, did Anthony have any point without maybe as much of the slider? It also seemed like the velocity was not, didn't maybe peak quite where he has it once in
a while.
Good to see him find those spots.
Yeah, because he's still, even with B-Low being a tick down and the usage looking different, he still navigated it perfectly. He pitched, and it was good to see.
What does that say about Jack's adaptability, something that is going to be very pivotal for him in postseason?
It's important. I mean, it's important for any of these guys that have had success for a long time. It's their ability to make adjustments in-game. You can tell he was more in sync with out of the windup than the stretch, made adjustments as the game went on, but your ability to do that is what allows you to kind of have success and stay in the league for a long time. So, it's important. It was good to see. I was actually blocked, so I couldn't see it. So I was just kind of looking ahead, waiting for people to cheer loudly. And once they did, I knew the game was over. Yeah, but I couldn't see it at all.
That was Oliver Marmol speaking to the media just a little while ago as we are continuing on here on the Extra Inning Show on KMOX. 2-1, the final score. The Cardinals get the win against Pittsburgh. My name is Matt Pauly. Coming up next, that's game two of, I guess we'll call it a three-game series, back-to-back three-game series or a home-and-home. I view it as two different series, not a six-game series, even though it's three here, three there, but six straight against Pittsburgh. It really doesn't matter what you call it. They're going to play game two coming up on Saturday night as Jordan Montgomery is on the mound, set to make his final start of the regular season. The left-hander is 8-6 with a 3.50 ERA. He'll be opposed by Luis Ortiz. The right-hander is 0-1 with a 1.17 ERA. A 6:15 first pitch tomorrow night. That means our coverage is set to begin at 5:20. Joe Pott will have you for the pregame show. Maybe a little bit of extra coverage here on KMOX a little bit after 5 o'clock. But either way, for sure at 5:20 for the network pregame as it's game two between the Cardinals and the Pirates. What's on Deck? Sponsored by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, chesterfieldfence.com. That's going to wrap up our Cardinals coverage for the night. What a fun night. The Cardinals get a win. Albert Pujols gets honored for his 700 home runs. Albert Pujols hits home run number 701. The Cardinals get a victory. We got Friday Night Live by Lowe's with Ozzie Smith. Just a good night all the way around. And we look forward to talking to you on Saturday for more Cardinals baseball right here on KMOX.